Hello, am I speaking with Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing this Friday?
I'm doing okay.
Perfect. Sorry about the transfer. It wasn't going through for some reason, but I got you on the line. So let me pull your account up real quick. Have you heard of Google Guarantee before, though? Do you know how this works?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So it's a newer program through Google, so a lot of companies don't know about it, which is actually a good thing because it's not overly saturated. So what it is it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, though, is they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, okay? It has an automatic dispute system. So what that means, if you schedule an estimate with the client or with the lead, Bryant, or like if you schedule an appointment, right? Or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, those are deemed as qualified leads that you will be charged for. If it's anything other than that, like out of your radius, a service you don't provide, solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, well, those are unqualified leads you're automatically not charged for. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So they still charge you even if you don't close the sale, correct?
Correct. If you schedule an appointment or if you quote them over the phone, they're going to consider those as qualified leads that you will be charged for. Yes, sir.
Okay, now how much is it per lead?
Let's pull it up. So I see you have multiple verticals, actually, which just means categories. So you're doing a landscape contracting, right, lawn maintenance, and tree service. Is that all accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have different lead fees then for each vertical. Give me 1 second. Let me pull them up right now, okay? All right. This one. No, I'll email all this to you too, so you have it. All right. Okay. So the first one I pulled up is for the lawn care vertical. That's going to be $25.33 per qualified lead. All right, now let me pull up the landscaper vertical. Landscaper will be like bigger job, like sod installation, hardscaping. There's multiple subcategories in it, okay? But give me 1 second. Let me just pull that up as well. Okay, it's a little bit higher. Okay, not much higher, though. So for the landscaper vertical, the cost per qualified lead is $26.67. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let me pull up the tree service vertical, too. Give me 1 second. All right. Let's go to tree service. Alright, tree service is higher too. Okay, so the cost per qualified lead for the tree service vertical, that's at $37.33 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay. Now, hold on, let me just enter these in so I don't lose them. Now, there's a couple requirements though to get into this program. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work, okay? So Google is saying, hey, we guarantee this company. They even offer up to $2,000 of insurance to the client if they were to book your services through Google Guarantee, okay? Now, I need to pull up to see. I know usually in your area it doesn't require licensing, but let me double check. I just got to create a test account. And it will let me know if licensing, insurance, or what's required, okay? One quick second.
I know it's going to require insurance. Licensing, it shouldn't.
Right, right. I know most of the companies we have in Texas, so licensing isn't required, depending off the like vertical, you know. But let me just double check here. All right, so Texas. Have you used a lead service in the past? Just curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the other lead programs out there, like Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, right? The major difference with this platform through Google Guaranteed is, for one, you don't share the lead, right? And the main difference is that automatic dispute system. You don't have to spend your days disputing leads. Like, it's automatically done for you. And you don't have a fluctuation. So with Angie Leads, right? Which lead program did you use? Let me ask you that.
I used Thumbtack.
Thumbtack. Okay.
Thumbtack. That one I already know. You know, they send it to about 3-4 people. Whoever gets it. But the only problem with that is everybody gets it, but you have to. Okay, let's say 5 people get the same bid or whatever.
Right.
And all of y'all have to pay to even try to get it.
Correct.
You pay for that thing and then somebody else gets it. So that's what their issue is. Got rid of that. Angie, I don't know how their other program works, but they've got one where they charge you monthly.
Oh, that's Angie Ads. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They charge you monthly for a certain amount of leads or whatever they've got. The only problem with that is it's so expensive, you better make sales or, you know, you're just wasting time and money. And that next bill is coming whether you make anything or not.
Right.
I put it like this. If you know how to, if somebody knows how to do this whole thing and they can make a program where everyone can bid on it, but whoever gets it is the only one that pays, that would work out great, but nobody does that. No, everybody's got to pay, even if you don't get it. So,
That's what Google Guaranteed is, essentially. Like, what would make Google Guaranteed perfect, right? And I have no power to change it to this, right? And they would have no way to really kind of know. But, like, if you actually landed the job, right? If you landed the job, you paid for the lead. That'd be, like, the perfect situation. But with Google Guaranteed, if you don't schedule an estimate with them or if you don't quote them on the phone, you're automatically not charged for the lead. It's nothing you have to do on your end. And the way they do that is, like, so every company in the Google Guaranteed section, I have the requirements up too. I'll go over those with you in a second. But every company that's on the Google Guaranteed section, it's not their phone number. It's a Google rotating number that's recorded by Google bots. So like an AI who automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified, and it's crazy how accurate it is, you know?
AI.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man. But, yeah, that's how it works, for sure.
Okay, now, the only issue I'm having is, if you know how to do sales, you'll be all right. I need to get better at that. My only issue is, hey, we can get you signed up for this. This is going to cost you $250. In this case, you might not get approved. There's $250 out the door if you don't get it. So it's kind of like, my question is, okay, is that Google asking for $250 or is that Local Flash asking for $250?
That's Local Flash. Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's like, if I can do the process myself, what is the perk of doing it with Local Flash?
The benefit of doing it with us, okay, and it's my job to make sure you have all the requirements before you even sign up. Like, that's what we're going to go over in just 1 second, okay? But the benefit of doing it for with us is we get you speedy results where we're able to get your application approved and processed as soon as possible. And we work with multiple Google Guaranteed accounts. Like, we've been doing it since it started. We even have a Google rep dedicated to our company. So it's kind of like, I look at it like taxes, right? Like, I can try to go do my own taxes, and I'll probably owe the IRS because I have no idea what I'm doing. Or I go to the professional tax guy. It works the same way with Google Guaranteed. The $250 fee, that's a one-time application / management fee. You pay that one time, you never, ever have to pay it again. And if you don't have these requirements that I'm about to go over with you, right, we don't sign you up for this program, okay? If you do have the requirements, then you're going to have no problem getting approved. Does that make sense?
Okay, now that sounds a little better. The way the lady was talking, it's like, hey, we can help you with this. There is a chance you might not get approved. But when you say it like that, like, hey, you got all this, that's different. But the way she was talking, it's like, I don't want to do this.
I'll talk to Catherine about that. You know, she doesn't send too many Google Guaranteed accounts over, so I'll definitely have a word with her about it. But if you don't have the requirements, we don't sign you up for it. Simple as that. Like, now, the requirements are sometimes easy to get. I've had clients go out and get the licensing required. I've had clients up their insurance and do all that stuff to sign up, like, later on down the road. But my job here is to make sure, like, if I'm signing you up for this, you're 100% going to be approved, you know?
That's better.
So let's go through those right now. Licensing, you are absolutely right. It's not required for any of your verticals, lawn care, tree service, or landscaping. Okay. Insurance is required, and here's the amount, okay? You need a certificate of insurance document that clearly states, it's usually an accord document, okay? If you don't have that, all insurance companies provide it. You just got to ask them for it. But you need a minimum requirement of $250,000 for liability.
I think I already have that.
Yeah, usually you guys have way over when I tell you, you know, but $250,000 is the minimum requirement that you will need. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Google does also require on any face-to-face employees, okay? Now, let me explain that one, too. So, if you have a big crew of guys, right, Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, okay? So, to get you guys faster results, I always recommend to just run it on the ownership. So, basically, the owners would have to go through a background check. Do you have any partners, or is it just you in terms of ownership?
This is me.
Okay. Now, the background check, they go off the past 7 years. They're looking for any felonies and also any lawsuits against the business. So would the background come back good?
Yeah.
Okay. I always feel awkward asking that one, brother, but I have to. The background check's good. Insurance, do you have that minimum amount?
Yeah.
You do? Okay. Perfect. All right, so insurance, you're good. Let me check on your reviews, too. All right, so for the Google Guaranteed platform, it's going to require 3 reviews, okay? Let me see what you have right now in one quick second.
I don't think there's anything
in there. Okay. So usually my clients that don't have the required amount of reviews, what we do is while we're submitting the application, like getting the background check through, getting the insurance verified, right, you guys work on the reviews. But let me see what you have out there right now. I mean, one quick sec here. Yeah, you have 0 reviews right now. So you're going to need to get 3 reviews on that. It could go on your Google business profile too, because it transfers to your Google Guarantee profile.
Hey, this that link that you guys have.
Same
where
link.
People can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I've never clicked on that thing. I don't know how it looks because I have old clients, and just getting on the internet is kind of a challenge for them.
Okay.
So, let's say I get them to that link, Is that link pretty streamlined on leaving a review, or do they have to click here and then, you know, put in all this information? Like, that link needs to be pretty simplified.
Simple as can be. So when they click on it, it's going to take them to your reviews right away. So all they do is they click 5-star, they write whatever they want. They don't even really need to write anything, but all they want to do is click 5 stars. They can even click good quality, good value, professional, like as easy as can be. Now, if you got some younger clients, right, they can add photos and do all kind, you know, but for your older clients, it's going to be super easy. They just click the link, put the 5 stars, click post, and then it's through. Okay.
All right.
Now, I want to tell you this, though, okay? So they have to have, in order to leave a review on Google, you have to have a Google account. So they have to be leaving it from a Gmail or a Google Workspace if it's a business, right? So if they have a Yahoo or anything like that, the review won't post. Okay?
Okay.
Alright. They might have like AOL too. You know, who knows? But the majority of the people you run into will have Google accounts, so you shouldn't run into it too often. But if you have a elderly like client base, you may run into a lot of AOL accounts. If that's the case, don't even worry about it. We could always send a review for like your Facebook page or anything else for that, you know? Yeah. But it won't transfer for Google guaranteed is what I'm getting at.
Okay.
Now, these lead fees too. So you have 3 different verticals, right? Lawn care vertical, it's going to have multiple subcategories to it. Landscaper vertical and tree service, right? I'm going to go ahead and send you an email titled Google guaranteed. I'm going to put your cost per qualified lead for every vertical down. Okay. Now you're going to see a minimum budget requirement. Okay. So let me explain that. So Google requires a minimum budget. This is from Google specifically. Okay. Where you have to have a budget of at least 13 qualified leads. Okay. So if you go with that minimum budget requirement with 3 different verticals, we go off of the highest minimum budget requirement, which would be the tree service vertical, which makes your minimum requirement at $487. Okay. Now, the lead budget. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So what does that mean?
That's what I was going to explain right now. So basically 37 times 33 or 37, 33 times 13, right, is how they get that 487 number. Okay. So you have 13 leads in the bank. Now you have landscaper leads that are less and lawn care leads that are less as well. So what's going to happen, that budget that you set, okay, it does roll over. And when you have multiple verticals, 10 times out of 10, you do have a rollover. So what that means, like, I'm going to use one lead as an example to start. So let's say you do the minimum budget for 13 leads at 487, okay? And you get one landscaper vertical lead, and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. Or let's just say you only got one lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $487, you're only charged for that one landscaper lead you took on, so the $26.67.
Okay.
You follow me so far?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's say you get 3 tree service leads, right? 2 landscaper leads, 1 lawn care vertical lead, okay? The following month, you're not charged the $487. You're only charged for the leads that you took on. So the tree service would be the 37, 33 times 3, plus the landscaper leads times 2, and the lawn care lead. So what I'm getting at is you're going to have a rollover at that minimum budget requirement. Does that make sense?
Okay, so this is a little weird. Okay, so when they say that minimum budget, that means you have to spend this specific amount of money every month?
No. So you have to have a budget allocation for at least 13 leads, right? So that doesn't mean that you have to take on 13 leads a month. Okay. So let's say, hypothetically, right, you did the minimum budget at 13 leads and you found out, oh man, I'm going on vacation. You pause your leads right off the bat. The next month, because you took on 0 leads, you'd be charged $0. So it's not a monthly bill or budget, okay? It's just a minimum budget requirement allocation.
I'm gonna try to ask it in such a way where you know where I'm stuck at.
Okay.
Because what it sounds like you're saying is, you need to, bidding on $478 worth of bids every month. And if you don't bid on that many, it'll roll over.
No, you're good. You're good, brother. I'll explain it right now. So, day one, right? The application, right? You pay the $250. Okay. That's just to get the application pushed through and to get you approved on Google Guaranteed. Okay. After you're approved, right? You're going to get a text, phone call, and email verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. Okay. The tree service vertical is the highest lead budget because that's at $37.33 per lead. So if you do all three verticals, we have to go off the highest minimum budget, which would be the $487. Okay. So you have basically $487 worth of leads in there. Okay. Now, because your leads don't add up to the $487 with the, like if it's all tree service leads, it would add up to $487. Okay. But because you have landscaper leads and lawn care leads in there too, what I'm saying is you're going to have a rollover at the next month. Is that?
I'm trying my best.
You're good, brother.
What I'm trying to find out is, mm-hmm. are they trying to get money or? But I don't know. This is kind of confusing.
Okay.
Are they trying to charge me $487 worth of leads, or are they giving me $487 worth of leads?
Okay, so it's kind of like an escrow, right? Like you have your lead budget in there, right? So the 487, you have 13 qualified leads in there for the tree service vertical. Now you may get more than 13 because if they're landscaper leads and lawn care leads, it doesn't add up to that 487. Okay, let me do this. I'm going to send you an email with it, okay? So give me one quick second. I think that will maybe clear this up. Let's see here. Da-da-da-da-da. The email on file is the right one, right? BrianPolk97@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So give me one quick second here. All right. So here it comes. It's going to be titled Google Guaranteed, okay? And I'm going to reply to the email with each vertical, the cost per qualified lead, the minimum budget requirements, and I'm going to copy and paste the subcategories, okay?
Okay.
One second. $25.33 per lead. Give me one second. I just want to make sure you get all the info, so I'm putting the subcategories in there, too. All right. 348. All right, tree service. I'm on the last one, all right? Give me 1 second.
Kind of sounds like is, hey, you're required to you're required to bid on this many bids. You're
minimum.
Required to you're required to bid on this many leads, and this many leads is valued at $487.
Correct.
But if you don't bid on that many, it's fine. It'll roll over to the next cycle.
Yes. Yeah. So you can start with a budget for like one lead, for example. Like Google won't let us do that. They won't let you do that, right? Like you can't have a budget for one lead, right? So the minimum requirement is 13 qualified leads. Okay. And I'm going to show you, so you got those that email I sent you, right? Should be titled Google Guaranteed.
Oh, there it is.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, it kind of came out weird, too. Whatever, I'll fix it in a second. But what I really want to show you is the reply. So if you look at the reply, right, you're going to see lawn care vertical, right? So all those subcategories are what's in the lawn care vertical. You don't have to turn them all on, okay? But that's what's in the lawn care vertical. So let's say you just did the lawn care vertical, okay? The cost per lead is $25.33 per lead, which would make your minimum budget requirement $331, okay? So if you took on 13 qualified leads, the following month, you're charged $331 to replenish your lead budget, okay? But if you only took on, like, 3 qualified leads, right, the following month, you're not charged $331, you're charged $25.33 times 3, okay, to get you back to the minimum budget requirement, okay? So it would work the same way with the landscape vertical, which is the one below that, right, if you were to just do the landscape vertical. And the same way for the tree service vertical. Now, I always like it, and I know it's a little confusing to me, too. Like, I get it, you know? But I want to make sure you guys understand. So when you do all three verticals, we don't add your minimum budgets together. We go off of the highest minimum budget requirement, right? So what would happen, all I'm explaining is like when you take like let's say you take on 3 landscape vertical leads, 3 lawn care vertical leads, 2 tree service leads, that's not going to add up to the 487, right? So you'll have a rollover for the next month, like usually 10 times out of 10 when you do multiple verticals.
Okay, so wait. Okay, so let's say I do 3 of each. But they're going to go off of that 487.
Correct.
But you didn't meet that minimum of 487, so it's going to roll over to the next month?
Correct. Exactly.
What exactly is rolling over? The remainder?
The remainder. Yes, the remainder is rolling. And you're being charged the difference is how it works. So, like, if you took 0 leads on, you would be charged $0 the following month, okay? So you're being charged the leads that you take on, the qualified leads too, remember, to replenish your 487 lead budget. Okay.
I'm trying. Okay, so let me bust out my Let me bust out my coupon later here. I think they're like 38 times 3. Okay, let's say I do $114 under the tree service, and let's subtract that from 487. Okay, that leaves me with a negative of 373 that I need in order to reach that 487. So,
So you don't have to reach the 487 though. Like, you don't, like, okay, so if you take on, like, however many leads and you decide to pause your lead budget, Google's not going to penalize you for not spending 487 in leads. You have to have a budget, though, for a 13 lead minimum allocation, is what I'm saying. So,
okay,
yeah.
I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. Okay, so I only get 3 leads this month, and those 3 leads it amounted to $114 out of that 487 budget.
Yes.
Which leaves 373. So
that rolls over. Yes.
That 373 rolls over?
Yes, it rolls over the next month. So the next month, okay, you will only be charged the 114 to replenish your lead budget.
Okay. All right.
Now this too, okay, so let's say you do all 3 verticals, you have that budget of 487, right? Let's say you decide, hey, I don't want any tree service leads right now. Then you pause them, and you're only taking on landscaper leads, right? It could end up being more than 13 leads, because if you divide that 487 by the 2667, we're going to get, let's see, 667, that would be 18, well, a little over 18 leads, so it would really be 17 leads, because you can't go over the lead budget that you set, okay? So basically, because you're going off the higher lead budget, you could end up getting more than 13. You basically have the lead budget to support 13 tree service leads, though. But because you have the landscape and lawn care leads in there too, you're gonna have like a rollover is what would happen, you know.
Okay.
You just want
Okay. So let me see here. So you got that rollover, and they're charging you $114 to get back to that 487, right?
Correct. However many leads you took on. Yes, sir. Qualified.
Okay, all right. Okay, so, I do 3 leads, and that came out to $114 that I owe for those leads. So the following month, okay, so I get those jobs done. Boom, next month rolls around. I haven't paid anything yet, but I owe for $114 worth of leads, which is 3 leads.
Correct.
So I owe for those 3 leads.
Yes.
So the following month comes up, hey, you owe us $114 to keep you at that $487. I say, okay, here's your $114. And then I get back out there and I start doing some more bids.
Correct.
And let's just say, I'm not going to do any bids this month. What happens?
You just pause your leads. So you could pause your leads at any time. So if you have your leads paused, right, you would be charged $0 the next month because you took on 0 leads is how that would work.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so what if I say, I just don't want to do this no more. Excuse me. The next month rolls over, and I've only done like 1 lead.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say that leaves me at, let's see something here. Let's see. Okay.
It'd leave you at like 450 something or somewhere around there, right?
Right.
Yeah, something like that. Right. I get what you're asking. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I only done one lead, and I owe for that lead, and I said, I don't want to do this no more. What happens then? Do I still owe for that remainder of what 450 or whatever?
No. So I haven't had one client cancel on the Google Guaranteed platform. But if you were to do that, like let's say you took on one lead and you're like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, they would refund your remaining lead budget.
Okay, so that budget, that 487 that I would be starting out with, does that come out of my pocket before I can start doing anything?
No.
You're telling me that they
were, so the very first thing we do is the application, right? We process the application, get you approved for the Google Guaranteed section, okay? After that's approved, you're going to get a text, phone call, and email verification making sure, hey, are you ready to turn your leads on? So we don't turn them on automatically, okay? Once you give us the okay on that, like you're like, hey, I'm ready to rock and roll with these leads. That's when that 487 budget will be charged.
Oh, okay. There it is. So you got to start out paying them $487.
Yes. Yes, sir. Oh, maybe that's what the whole mix-up was. I know I said it, though, but when there's multiple verticals, it's a little hard to explain, but I want you guys to know exactly what's going on, you know, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. Now I get it. Okay. There it is. Wait a minute, what is this budget? You gotta have that money up front. Okay.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay, now I get it. Jesus. But if you opt out, they're gonna refund you your remainder.
Yeah, correct. So again, I haven't had a client cancel, but I know for a fact, like, if you were to take on like one lead and you were like, hey, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. They refund the remaining lead budget is how it would work.
Okay.
Right.
It's
an amazing platform. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a good way to put this. It sounds like gambling. Like I start out with this amount of chips, and if I get on this table and crap out, you know, the only way I'm going to be able to keep playing is I gotta get more chips.
I'd say it's gambling if you're playing blackjack and you know the dealer's cards before he gives you your cards, or you know the next one that's gonna come out. You know, it's better than gambling because seriously, you only pay for the lead if you schedule an estimate with that client, okay, or if you quote them over the phone. Okay, and you have to literally speak to the lead, right? If you don't talk to them, if it's not a service you provide, a solicitation call, right, you're automatically not charged for those leads. So you really are paying for quality leads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, well, I mean, you're kind of at the mercy of the person. You look like, dude, you got to get this bid, or you mean – you're going to owe $35 just to talk to the person. You know, that's kind of where I get stuck with it. Like, you got to be able to, it's kind of like, hey, you know, if they say, hey, that's too expensive, you got to be like, okay, what number do we need to get to for this to work? That would be my next sentence. Okay, what do you need in order for this to work? Otherwise, they're going to hang up the phone, and I hung up the phone. Okay, basically, I got to pay to hang this phone up and not get your sale. So it's kind of like I'm at their mercy. That's kind of rough. It's a little rough. Slightly rough.
So do you quote over the phone a lot, or do you have to go to the client? Like, is it good?
Usually, I got to go out there and see what I'm dealing with.
Right, that's what I thought. So what I'd recommend, because you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through, because it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. Okay, that's how you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead, all right? And just schedule estimates with these guys, right? Like, obviously, I would like, I would ask them questions, probe, make sure it's something you want to do, right? Because if you don't schedule an estimate or if you don't quote them over the phone, well, you're not charged for the lead. So if you cut the quotes out completely and you just, you know, these people call and you kind of like probe on what it is they want, yeah, and you make sure it's a good fit and schedule the estimate with them, well, then bam.
Right.
Now, if you go out to the estimate and they end up, it ends up not being a sell for you, right, then unfortunately you still are charged for that lead because you booked an estimate, right? But remember, these people are picking you and they're calling you directly, so you should be in a much better position than what you've experienced with other lead programs, having to share the leads, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of the only advantage that you have, but you gotta have it, is, hey, they contacted me. That's one good. You got that upper hand, but dude, you gotta be able to sell this thing, or you're gonna be in trouble. So that's where it's kind of like, hey, it's just up to you, dude. You got to be able to sell. If you can't sell, you don't need to do this.
Right.
So,
right. I think you'll do great. I really do. I can tell you know what you're doing, you know. And you know, they're picking you and calling you. That is a huge, huge advantage. And you're not having to spend your day, like, disputing leads, you know? Like, it's automatically done. Like, you're automatically not charged for the lead when it's an unqualified lead, you know? To kind of safeguard it, too, right? Because, like I told you, the AI does it automatically. But in your dashboard that you currently have with us, they're going to add, when you click on leads, there will be a section that says paid leads, okay? That will show you every Google guaranteed lead that came through, and it's going to say paid or unpaid next to it, which means qualified or unqualified, essentially.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now that was one issue I was having, but I was paying them every month. I wasn't paying them per lead. I was paying them every month, and they're like, hey, you're getting phone calls. Yeah, I'm getting phone calls, but all of them are telemarketing. And they're like, well, we've got a list of all these numbers. I said, give me three of the numbers off the page that you got there.
Mm-hmm.
And I dialed three of those numbers, and they went straight to telemarketing. And I called them back. I'm like, hey, those are telemarketing. Well, you can sign up for our call screening. Oh, okay, that's fine. How do we do that? Well, it's going to cost you this. Look, I'm already paying you guys like $300 a month, and now you're charging me more. Like, I haven't gotten a single qualified lead from you guys. It's just telemarketing. I'm paying you $300 a month, and now you're talking about, well, you had this call screening. Well, that's great, but why would I add call screening when the only calls I'm getting right now are telemarketing? None of these are customers. Why would I do that? You know?
Right. See, in this situation, like with Google Guaranteed, every single one of those telemarketing calls, right, would be unqualified leads you're not charged for, you know?
Okay, now here's another question.
Yeah.
Now, Angie Ads, I think that's Angie Ads, I don't know. But with now, Angie, they're expensive, if you ask me. Advertising is expensive, I think. I don't know. I'm trying to learn this thing myself, because when I'm paying $300 a month and, you know, my phone is not ringing at all, either. No, I'm trying to figure out, okay, is this part of the game? Because if you're going to be in this, you got to know you got to have advertising. So I'm trying to figure out, is $300 a month too much, or is it going to be pretty close to the same thing if I get out there and I start checking on my computer and doing all this other stuff, and, you know, Google's charging me this much to put this here and all this, click this, click that, you know. So that's what I'm trying to find out, and that's why I'm asking all these questions about the amount and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So
your question specifically is on Angie Ads? If that's worth it, is that what you're asking me?
Well, I'll put it to you like this. Where's my phone? I'll put it to you like this. I'm just going to pull this up really quick. I don't want to hold you up.
No, you're good.
Where is it at? Come on. Okay. Now, the last lead I got from them was on the 6th, which was Thursday, and I think probably three people get that. And then the last, before that, June 27th. So June 27th was after that, the one on the 6th, that was the most recent one, the 27th. Two leads came in. The day before that, one. 2 days before that, one. Let's see here. One day. The day before that, four of them. Then the day after that, you know, it's kind of like, it's like, okay, I'm paying them $300 a month. And, of course, you know, work slows down, but it's like, man, that was like over a week, I think. That would be, yeah, a little bit over a week that I haven't had a lead. So it's like, is Google better than that? Like, how many leads?
Way better. Yeah, so I got a painter that takes on 100 leads a month. I got another guy in New York and here's the thing too. He doesn't always hit that 100 lead budget, right? But it rolls over to the following month. So if there's like a slow month, like in December or something, you know, or November or whatever the case, his remaining lead budget rolls over to the next month, you know. And he too, because he has a 100 lead budget, he can run that till it goes all the way down to 13 leads and re-up it basically, right? But Google Guarantee is really productive. You know, it's the very first thing that these clients see when they do a search, right? And Google's like got a guaranteed check mark next to your name saying they guarantee you guys, right? So it's the best position to be in, and it's the best lead program. Like, it is the most fair one there is. Angie Ads, you know, they got bought out by HomeAdvisor. I'm not sure if you know that. Since that happened, you know, clients have told me that used them for years, that the lead quality went way down with the Angie Ad program. And then Angie Leads, right, it's similar to sharing the leads, right? That's the old HomeAdvisor program, basically. So you're sharing the leads, and they're charging every single one of you regardless. You know, you could go try to dispute them on your own, but I heard it's like pulling teeth, you know? So Google Guaranteed, it's a way, way better platform. That's what you're asking. Now, I'll tell you what every single one of my clients has done on Google Guaranteed, except for one, okay, is they start at the minimum budget requirement to get a feel for it, see how they like it, right? And then you can increase your budget. Now, I have a couple guys that are like part-time too that they just keep it at the minimum budget requirement, but you can technically increase your lead budget at any time, you know?
Okay. So I think my main question would be, and I don't know if you're able to look this up, how many leads, let's just say I'm going to do the landscaping, okay? How many leads are there in this area? And I'm like in Killeen, Texas. Let's just say Bell County. Okay, so how many leads would generate in this area a month? Like, how do you – that? I think that would be the best question is, okay, I sign up for this. How many leads on average would come out of this area?
Right.
Especially around this time when there's no rain.
Right. That's a tough question to ask, you know, or answer. So basically, because it's dependent off of how many can you handle, right? And what's the closing ratio to these leads? Like, is it 90%? Is it 80%? Right? Or are you getting 100% sometimes? So, what I recommend to you, because your 13 lead minimum budget, like, you'll hit that easy, you know? What I recommend to you is you start at that minimum budget, and then you get a feel for, like, what your closing ratio is on this. And then you can always, like, you could tell us how many leads you want weekly or monthly, right? Like, if you want 10 leads a week, right, we put in a calculator to calculate it out to 40 leads a month for your budget, you know? So, yeah, but it's hard to tell you, like, I don't know how many leads you can handle, you know? But Google Guarantee will bring in what you want, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm not terrible at clothing because it's basically one of those things. But I'm not going to sit here and try to wordsmith you and all this. Like I'm some kind of a word jockey, and I just, you know, I know how to talk this, that, the third, slick talk you in the past. No.
Right.
The most I know to do is say I'm pretty decent kind of knowing the market around here a little bit.
Right.
So the most I can do is say, here's the price. That's a little expensive. Okay. Then again, like I said, my next question is, well, what are you looking for? And if it's a number I know it's just going to be a loss, then I know, okay, you're looking for something you're not going to be able to find. That's the way I handle it. So if I don't get the bid from you, you need to go do it yourself because no one else is going to go for that. That's kind of where I'm at.
Right.
So the only issue I would have is, okay, how many leads are coming in? That's it. I'll handle the closing. I know I can close it. Yeah, I don't care, you know, if I have to, if it's going to keep the schedule, it's going to keep the schedule filled, but you know, I'm not making the best money right now. That's fine. The objective is to fill the schedule. Once the schedule is full, that's when you up your price. So
that's
kind of where I'm at. But so my only question is, are we going to have enough leads coming in to where I even have that opportunity? And so right now, I'm
100%.
Excuse me. Right now, I'm with Local Flesh. They're doing the advertising for me.
I'm with the same company. I'm in the Google Guarantee department, though.
Okay. Yeah. I'm getting who I'm talking.
Yeah, you're good, brother.
Okay. Now, right now, when I got with the guy, he's like, oh, man, you, dude, just sign up. Trust me, you're going to get the call. Where are my calls at? Where are they at? You know what I mean? But I haven't got anything. I think I might have gotten maybe two calls so far, maybe one, two. It's been nothing but telemarketing. It's like,
so,
dude, you told me that, hey, dude, you sign up, you're it's going to pay for itself. It has not hardly paid me anything.
Okay.
So I'm paying $300 a month.
So right now you're on local SEO, right? Facebook ads, custom my site, right? So with that, with the local search engine optimization, it's great, right? You have a good looking website, right? You're PIN verified. You're going to show up locally, right? You have retargeted social media ads, right? So all that stuff's great, but with that base package, like, and right now I see they have you at $149, right? A month?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I got a discount because of some mess that happened. Yeah.
So basically though, when, regardless if you get two calls or you get 20 calls, right? Or zero calls, you're still paying that same $149. Like on that base package you're on, you're paying for a presence, right? With Google Guaranteed, you're paying for qualified leads. So, if you got zero leads, right, from the Google Guaranteed platform, you would literally pay $0, right? That hasn't happened to any of my Google Guaranteed clients, but that's the way it works. So you're only paying for qualified leads that come through. And the very first step to this is really that application, getting that thing approved, getting you on the Google Guaranteed section so you're able to rock and roll with it, you know?
Okay, here's a question. And okay, if I go with this thing and somehow I get approved and then I start out with a whatever $300 budget, do I have to stay with Local Flesh or with my online presence? Or can I just say, hey, I'm going to drop this end of it and just stick with this for a little while?
You could go Google Guaranteed only. Absolutely. If that's what you're asking, for sure. You know?
Yeah, What would be the cons to doing that? To say, hey, I'm going to drop this in. I'm just going to stick with this over here for right now.
So the cons to it, what by dropping the local SEO campaign is now you're not being ranked organically, right? But that's only going to be in locally. Like for Google Guaranteed, you could target the entire county. Okay. You could target anywhere specifically that you have a required licensing and insurance for. Texas doesn't require license. So as long as you're insured for the areas you're targeting, you're golden, right? But for the local search engine optimization, it is important to show up locally as a top recommended option, and you get an unlimited amount of like clicks and calls there. There's no lead fees, call fees, nothing like that. So there is a benefit to that. But what I'd recommend to you is you get Google Guaranteed going, get rolling on this, see how you like it, and I will even personally switch you over to Google Guaranteed only if you want to pause the SEO account, you know. Completely up to you, though.
Okay. Did you already email me everything I need?
Yes, sir. Well, no, I didn't send you the application. Those come to you via text message and via email. Before sending those out, though, I do have to schedule a Google Guaranteed appointment, onboarding appointment. This is just where they go over like how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly, and push the application through. And we do need to process the one-time application fee as well.
Right.
Yeah.
So basically, because you said, hey, you need to have all this stuff. If you have all this stuff, I'm sure you'll get approved. I need a list of what all I need to even
background check, and you need insurance with a minimum amount of $250,000 liability insurance.
Okay, I got that. So
the only other thing is the reviews. You need 3 reviews, right? And it's like super. So while we're running the background check and getting the insurance verified, you can easily pick up 3 reviews, no problem. Because you can use friends, family members even. I've had clients do that. It doesn't matter. We just need 3 reviews on there, you know?
Okay.
Did you want to do all 3 verticals, or were you looking to target, like, a specific vertical first, though?
Probably. Like, right now, it hasn't rained out here for a minute. So the grass isn't really growing.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to get out of this city, I think. Clean is a dead city. It's just disintegrating. So I'll probably just go with the landscaping.
Okay.
I don't know. Is there any, again, I don't know if you're able to see, hey, this is how many leads are coming through your area right now, because that would help a lot in my decision. Like, hey, there's not really anything coming through for grass, man. I go with the landscape. So that would help.
Okay. Let me pull up some other LSA accounts. They're not going to be in your area, though, probably, you know. So that doesn't really help, right? Like, you want to know, like, the amount of searches in the area, or?
I don't even know if that would work.
I'll tell you this. Maybe this like will work. Okay, 100% retention rate on Google Guaranteed accounts. Like, it's an amazing platform. You know, the majority. I've only had like 4 or 5 companies that are part time not up their lead spend. You know, your minimum budget requirement. Like, you're in a good area, right? Like, if you're doing the landscaper vertical, it should be no problem to hit your minimum budget. And I see you by month 2, you know, at increasing your budget to the amount of leads you want. You know, it's really, like, you just want to see it happen. But the very first thing is getting that application submitted and approved, you know?
Okay. All right. I guess that's pretty much it. I'm waiting on